like the most electrifying 5 or 6 seconds that you'll ever hear or see on the video stream. We are PCRadioLive.com, a.k.a. Philly Coalition Radio, a.k.a. Philly's longest-running internet radio base station, a.k.a. I am your mom's favorite fucking DJ. Ask her.
Ask her. She'll tell you. She'll fucking tell you. Oh, Truth, I love that guy. He is so great.
Or then they call me Tony Brown and be like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to you on the radio for 50 fucking years. And I say, hey, that's what it is. WDASFM. Okay? However you want to play, we'll play tonight. Terrific turn up Tuesday in the city. I got some special guest VIPs in the building and calling in tonight. It's a beautiful day wherever you are. And I want you guys to be a part, an intimate part of the show. So we'll start out early, and I'll tell you how you can touch bases with us tonight through the social media channels. Everybody should be socially connected somehow, some way, either be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You know, what's your Snapchat? I will put you out there like that. Make sure you follow me, hashtag Thought Herder on that Snapchat.
Thought Herder.
Thought Herder. It is so filthy. I can't even open my Snapchat. It bubbles.
Uh-oh. Make sure that brother's all right there. Is he all right?
Yeah,
he's
we good.
Right. He's all right.
We good. We good.
He's okay.
It's live radio. It's live radio. Oh, that's that sour bubble gum. Oh, that sour bubble gum is crazy. Sorry, folks. This is live. And I wasn't phased. You wasn't phased. We keep the show moving. 877-226-0998. The number is direct in studio. If you got something you want to hear, see, say, or do tonight, that's the number to call. 877-226-0998. I will tell you directly when to call. Or you can just say, you know what? Let me call in and tell that nigga, fuck you, Truth. Okay? It's been like a fuck you 48 hours. Find myself having beef with an ex. How do you have beef with someone in your that you allow in your personal space, your personal domain, who has nothing, had nothing, and you don't wish the worst for them? But come on. Come on. How are you attacking my DJ career, the fact that I work at Sprint? How are you attacking the fact that I've been a triple OG in this game for as long as you've been alive? So please stop the nonsense. It's 2018. Support or just step off. You know, if you're not getting that support at home, folks, just step off. Believe me, there's 7 billion people on earth. And if you can't invite one motherfucker into your life who wants to make a difference and not use you or abuse you, you deserve better. All right. So I know I deserve better. I deserve the best. And shout out to my inboxes right now on Facebook. I got to get her name. But she tuned into the show from Virginia maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And I think she might have fell in love with me. I'm not sure. But I am going to follow up on this one. What up? Bam Ross, just my official media person, just signed on. We got so many cameras in the studio tonight. I'm excited. We need your camera, though, Bam. I need that new camera you was telling us about in the studio. If not this week, next week. Get it here. All right, and I'll make sure I got somebody very special in the studio so we can handle that. Let me count the monitors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2 cameras that are hitting in the studio just as security cameras. We tap into that footage too. It's way too much technology. TMT Tuesday night on the DJ Truth Show. Special guest in the building tonight, home alone, hanging out in the studio with the kid. And the pool is open. You know, we get that pool ripe and ready back in May. We got a team of Mexicans to come out and do an acid wash. All right. We get the swim lanes together. We do a cleanup on those ropes. So, kids, if you ever make it to the studio, bring your swim trunks. That's all I'm going to say is bring your fucking swim trunks. All right, we got a lot on deck tonight. I got 21 solid, crazy new hits. We're going to talk Drake. We're going to talk the fact that I think I just saw Pooch Man in a gypsy cab on Lancaster Avenue. I don't know where his career's turned, but I believe he's doing taxi hacks at 41st Street. So if you see him out there, tell him to call in tonight.
Pooch man.
Yeah, 877-226-0998. When they leave here, it's all down here, hill, Home Alone. I mean, when you touch the top, where do you go from the top, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's downhill.
It's all downhill. You rolling down that hill.
You ain't Kevin Hart. Stay consistent. It's about consistency. But you can only stay up there for so long.
Yeah, it's
you
hard.
You can only stay at the top for so long.
It's hard, you know? And people say to me, you know, I've always felt like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
All right? In the 20 years or so I've been in this game, no matter what I've done.
Yes.
You know, I feel I've reached the pinnacle of success in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I lost, you would have wanted me to win.
Right.
And you would have just taken it for granted that I didn't win. But you wanted me to win anyway, so F whoever came in first place.
Exactly.
Truth, we riding with you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. And to be number one and to never be challenged for a top spot. I mean, to never have somebody come up and say, you know what? I don't appreciate your number one status. Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate your victory over me and the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. So I challenge you to a duel or a fight. Or put up your best 60 minutes of radio. I don't care where it's from.
Nah, but see, that's out of respect for who you are.
Mm.
That's out of respect. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, you got to pay homage. No matter what you do, you got to pay homage before you. You know what I mean? And you consistent.
Consistent.
You said 20 years. Like, we ain't talking about 20 minutes on radio, dead air afterwards.
Right.
No, we talk about 20 years.
Years.
Yeah.
You know, as long as, you know, even when I was in, like, the first grade, and I plugged up into like the PA system in the class. And I remember they said to recite like a Maya Angelou poem.
Wow.
It was like the first time I heard my voice over the speakers. Mm. And at that moment, at 4 or 5 years old, I was captivated.
Mm.
I wanted to just hear my voice coming out of the speaker.
Exactly.
So I would practice that. Wow. And I would sit in front of the speaker and I would do Ric Flair intros, and I would practice my talk-ups like I was on the radio, like, you know, play the song, and you come in. Coming up right after the break, we got more new music. It's Power 99 FM.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back after this commercial break, and then the song would come right in. I'd be like, damn, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the talk-up.
Yes.
All right? Yes. Talk us out of it.
Yes.
Song's coming out, the last verse.
Yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be right back. It's all music all the time. This is what we do in between the lines.
Yes.
It's PCRadioLive.com.
Yes.
And then the boom right there. But I realize it takes a great producer to help you, you know,
exactly.
Sound good too. So
yes.
Why not have the number one goddamn producer, you know, working with you? Okay.
Yes.
Most people couldn't even afford to even call him to ask him to show up to produce a show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But we've had the Super Jew producer and the Jew producer on deck as long as the station's been up and running.
Mm.
All right.
That's consistency.
If you can't afford a Jew on a team, you are losing.
That's a hell of a 1-2 punch, man.
Yeah.
That's a good 1-2 punch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you step on that stage, you've been stepping on that, Home Alone, you've been touching that stage.
Ivers and Stackhouse, baby.
Okay, I'm
touching them stages, baby. And it's nothing like, you see, the number two for me, it will be my support. You know what I mean? Because, see, I'm home alone, I'm always by myself, so the number two, my 1-2 punch will be my support.
Bloop, bloop.
So what? So it's nothing like seeing family and people of support out in the audience when I'm on stage, people. Listen. I turn into an animal.
Mm-hmm.
If I see my support system out in the audience, I just want to let you know, if you haven't seen the Home Alone show, I will be performing with Capone.
Wow.
On July the 22nd.
Big news.
On a Sunday.
Big
you
news.
You know, Capone don't like a lot of people performing with him. But I will be performing at Hibachi's on Delaware Avenue.
Nice.
On July 22nd with Capone.
Put that on your calendar.
And if you never seen Home Alone perform, come and see Home Alone perform. Just say, yo, when I hit that, when they say Home Alone and I get on and
make some noise.
If you're a female, just say Home Alone. I know you're a fan of mine, not just a fan of mine, a family friend of mine.
Right.
And then I'm going to go take it to the next level.
Going in, next level.
So if you never seen me, July 22nd, I'll be with Capone.
Yep,
at Hibachi.
Yep. That's what it is.
Yep.
You know, pay attention, folks. Mm-hmm. We don't just talk. We don't endorse a lot of shit on the station because there's a lot of bullshit out here on
the
streets.
Exactly. You don't know the real between the fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. We ain't got to get caught up in that and tell you what we doing. We more or less showing you. Like he said, 20 years.
20 years.
I got 15. Got 15. So when you see me on stage, you will see my 15 years of experience on stage.
Right, and I remember seeing all the little costumes, the dress-ups back in the day.
Yeah, remember, the Jamaican dude come out. Yeah, man. I'm going to evolve from there, man. I'm going to take it to the next level, man. Yeah? We take it to the next level, so I'm going to come out with the props and stuff, man. I'm going to be a to common view. Man, the movie creeping. I'm going to come out with the props, man. So now, man, I got not got to do the props, man. I'm going to tell them soon come. Home Alone, yeah, man. Give him fire, man. Rapid fire, man. Jamaican posse, man.
Classic.
Yes, man. Classics. That's classic. BET, yeah, 2003. Classic. Classic. Home Alone, man.
When niggas was bootlegging cable, they was watching Home Alone.
Exactly.
Remember the chip boxes, nigga?
Exactly. And hold. Oh, also, let me tell you this, right? My cousin Larry, right? Mm-hmm. We used to be down in Industry Tuesdays on Delaware Avenue.
Buffalo.
Yes. So I got a DVD that called Industry Life. And then on that DVD, I made $10,000 off that first DVD I made. And I still got it. I'm about to put it back out.
You might as well re-release that. In high definition.
So many people, I got Rolex on the joint. He wilding out crazy on the joint. I got Jen. I got Paper Chasers. I got Shelliano battling the Paper Chasers on that DVD.
Those are classic battle raps.
Oh man, I got Meek Mills on that video. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of 50 Cent on that video. I got a little bit of Luke down at Chrome. Oh man, I got some classic.
Never heard that name.
Some classic footage on there.
We need to see the re-release of all this footage. From 1995.
Yes.
All right. Yes. You can take
Comedian
home, a piece
home Alone
of history.
TV. Mm-hmm. Go to that. That's my Instagram. Go to that and Comedian Home Alone on Facebook. Just check it out. I'm gonna be doing tidbits of that industry life DVD out there, so y'all can check it out, man. Nice. Some exclusive footage. Nobody else got this footage.
Yeah, we are the kings of multimedia.
Yes. Yes.
Even before the internet was popping.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Say you were part of a grassroots movement that didn't involve logging on to anything.
What?
It meant showing up to everything.
Yep.
All right? Riding around these streets as a promo team.
Exactly.
Scamming your way into places that...
guerrilla style.
Guerrilla.
That's the guerrilla style.
We don't need
coming.
No stinking goddamn tickets.
Exactly. I'm with who? Yeah, that's me. Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Yo, me, Big Phil,
that's it.
All
that's
the cast
yeah,
characters.
Exactly.
Yo, we saw
this
how you used to get in back in the day.
Exactly.
All you need are Phil, we got the truck full of shit. All right, everybody grab 6 DVDs, three posters, all right, and a stapler.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, and just follow me.
That's good. We belong there. That people don't understand. All you have to do is look the part. Look the part. See, in order for you to move and excel, you got to look the part.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I want to invest? You don't know. See, when I go to these shows, I kind of look the part because I came. That's my job.
Right.
I'm on stage. This is my job. So I look for the part. So same thing when you go for these interviews. You go for the interview to impress the employer so you can get the job.
Mm-hmm.
But then you stop because you think you're comfortable. Now, no, you stay dressed for the job. So now I got different comedians coming in. I'm always dressed for the job. I'm prepared because you never know. And I'm going to tell you, the last four shows, it was, who was it? It was DC Young Fly at Hibachi. It was Tommy Davidson. It was TK Kirkland.
Crazy.
And it also was, who was it? It was Smokey Suarez and Crazy J.
Crazy.
So now out of that last 4 months, TK gave me some dates.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful.
Gave me some dates.
Beautiful.
Smokey, that's my man. I need to get out at a spot on Fridays out New York. I'll be out there soon, Smoke. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Get healthy, brother. Crazy J, we exchanged numbers. Some
right.
more dates.
The politicking and the network don't ever stop.
People don't understand, man. I'm a single dad, but I'm driven. My daughter's of age now, so it's on, folks. It's on. Home Alone, but I'm with company.
Being a dad in the entertainment business is hard, and there are some sacrifices that
female
need to be made. I salute you for raising a young lady.
Yes.
All right. Thank goodness I had a young man I had to raise, and he could ride with me. I strap him to my back, take him to the strip club, put his milk, everything in the refrigerator, getting lapped. Oh, my gosh, the baby's so cute. All right, check his Pampers.
sis. All right? You know what time it is, all right? You know what fucking time it is. All right? Me and dad.
This is my man, world renowned DJ Truth, yo.
And hashtag DJ Truth, baby. Very disrespectful.
World renowned DJ Truth. You know,
finally got a place where I can actually open up and say whatever I want to say. Really, no too many restrictions.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
Certain places I go, they say, Truth, you know, we know you're irreverent. We know you don't really have any rules for yourself, and you like to say whatever you want to say, but hold back on some of the rhetoric. You know, some of the ladies in here get offended. You know, I don't attack ladies, but if you're a lady and you're in my industry, you might get attacked. Okay? You might get not attacked, but challenged. All right? There's a couple ladies who have gotten challenged, chin checked. All right? And you don't want to be one of them, so make sure you keep it locked here every Tuesday and Saturday and Sunday. It is the world famous, the world very disrespectful DJ Truth Show with special guests every week.
Yes.
Tonight is Home Alone. Yes. We've had Manny Marzolino. We've had the celebrity boxing promoter of extraordinaire. Plenty of VIPs have sat second chair. And if you want a chance to be in the second chair as a part of the iconic interview series, all right,
where DJ Truth.
I'm looking for the best of the best. Maybe folks who haven't gotten recognized by mainstream media, but you know in your heart, these motherfuckers grind.
Yes.
Every day they win.
Yes.
They don't really ask for much. They're behind the scenes. They're on that stage.
Yes.
So if you know someone or if you're that person who strives to be the best at what you do in your field, whether it's entertainment, makeup, clothing, music, whatever it is.
Let's get it.
Inbox me at Instagram the movie. That's all one word, like Tribe Called Quest.
And you could be sitting in this seat.
You could be sitting in that second chair. And I give iconic interviews.
Yes.
Believe me, I've broken a lot of virginity in my interview realm. Where folks, you know,
Funny, man. Very funny guy. Mm-hmm. Very funny. Oh my God. People, come to laugh. Come to laugh. Come loose. Come to enjoy yourself.
Come
because
back
yes,
to Jamaica.
Yes, because the brother's funny, man. He's funny and he's honest. See, that's what here's the thing, right? We fail to realize people getting what they want. They not getting what they need. They need to get what they need rather than what they want. So my man Truth is how ironic is that? His name is Truth. DJ Truth. He's going to give you the truth. You
and
know
if,
what I mean?
And if I happen to
sugarcoating shit.
If I happen to lie to you, it's because I'm trying to protect your feelings.
That's it.
All right? Because you might be a
so
bitch.
So it's not about us. It's all about you.
You might be a bitch.
Hey.
Like, my people get in my inner zone. Like, when they try to attack me, usually it's someone close to you that you've allowed to be vulnerable to.
Yeah.
So they don't like the way other people love you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the way other people treat you when they see you, the hugs, the love, the good morning text, you're my favorite, whatever text. So they try to attack you and make you feel like you're not the person that they see you as, that you're some kind of fucking loser. So when you feel this attack coming, I want you to dig deep inside yourself and say, you know what, self? I'm better than that.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to allow the devil to slide in my DMs and tell me what I'm not, because I'm a fucking winner every day.
That's it.
All right? Bam Ross is a winner every day.
Right.
The King of Hooks, Corey, is a fucking winner every day. All right? So when you guys, you know, you put your foot in and you get behind the wheel of life, all right, don't let anybody ever tell you that you're not going to make it to the top. Whatever that top is. And big up to DJ Chops. Just ran into him down 29th and Allegheny, taking an Uber break. You know, caught me eating my water ice. All I hear is Truth. I love that when I'm on these streets. Truth.
That's what's up. That's love. Okay. That's love.
That's how we say.
That's love.
That's how we say.
That's love in the village.
All right. So, and before I get too deep, over the last couple of days, I do a lot of listening to the best shows on radio. And one of the best shows on radio is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. He is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On that Steve Harvey Morning Show, there's a cast and crew of characters that I've grown to appreciate on my morning drive.
What?
And on that morning drive, you always hear the voice of Junior. Mm-hmm. All right? He does the Simple Mobile commercials. All right? I think he has diabetes. I'm not quite sure. All right? I don't know if that's his MO, you know, but he runs with it. I'm just putting out descriptors, Home Alone.
Okay. Right.
You know how black people describe each other.
Right.
You know,
right.
so-and-so with the big-ass motherfucking head.
Right.
You know, always wear the bum-ass and then don't wash up. Oh, you're talking about, that's how black people describe each other.
Exactly.
Right. I've learned not to get offended because every time I hear, hey, old big boy. Now, I just lost a lot of weight, so I'm taking offense to you, to that particular thing. Like, I'd rather you say, hey, formerly big guy, you look like you're slimming down a little bit. How you doing? You know, just give me a little bit, something to hold on to.
Right.
All right. So I believe in a matter of maybe the next 20 minutes or so, you guys don't go anywhere. I'm going to confirm this. Junior from the Steve Harvey Morning Show will be calling in here.
All okay, right? Yes.
He's going to be calling in here tonight. Yes. All right, because he's very disrespectful. You know, he don't get a chance to shine because Steve don't let him talk too much.
Right.
But we're going to get him in here tonight.
That's all right. What's
that's
up.
That's my promise. That's my word.
There we go.
All right. 877-226-0998, the number directly to the studio. All right. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter at DJ TRUUF, simply the best. That's F like Frank. All right. And all the 12 Twitter accounts. And I got a Twitter account under the name Heather Hunter. All right. I don't think Jim Producer I ever told you about that. But I run the twitter.com/Heather Hunter Twitter. And she was my inspiration as a child. She was probably my favorite porno star growing up.
Heather and Hunter.
I got a chance to meet her 3 times. As a child, you know, I'm 11, 12, 13 years old,
yeah,
and I'm already scheduling personal visits with porno stars who slide into town. So I met her, took a few pictures with her, some videos. I fingered her twice, and I'm actually running her Twitter account. So if you see that Twitter Heather Hunter account, just know I am the voice behind that. But follow it. All the Converse situations, too. You know how we do. One time for Scott Fosmeyer, just tuned in. I am Bam Ross, the official.kazi checking in. You can ask me anything you want, bro, because I'm going to need that call in a few minutes. Don't forget, I want to talk some relationship stuff tonight. I want to talk some funny business. And don't forget, we got that big kickball tournament coming up in a matter of weeks. So I want you guys to all start getting your training together.
Yes.
Eating your vitamins.
Yes. Stretch.
Stretching.
Yes. No all right. Pulling no hemis.
Getting your teams together. Yes. And this year, I think we're going to ban Timberlands. Okay?
Yes.
I don't know
yes.
at what point in the
no
fucking game.
No extra power with running with Timberlands. It's going to be like 100 degrees. You're running with Timberlands, thinking you're going to get an extra push
right.
and kick the ball further. No, you're going to kill yourself.
Give me that kick the ball coming out of
the boot's going to melt in your
kick
feet.
Kick the ball. Anything no. you want. We got that.
Yeah, we're going to ban
Give me that coming out of this break.
Yeah, we're going to ban the Timberlands. We're going to ban the Timberlands in the kickball.
Yeah, you know? No Timberlands
this
year.
You're taking it too far.
Yeah, I mean, we want athletic sneakers.
That's it. That's it.
You know, we got your T-shirts covered.
That's
all
it.
The trophies covered. The lunch, the foods covered. The yes. barbecue.
Yes.
We asked that you guys bring out a school supply. We're going to be filling up several tractor trailers this
we appreciate
year.
Appreciate it, yes.
All right? With book bags
book
and
supply.
Goodies for the kids coming up. And then we'll do the big giveaway down the bottom in September, right before school starts. So you guys want to definitely be a part of that. Don't forget, my birthday is slowly approaching. We're already booking our tickets, our flights, Atlanta, Georgia, October 3rd to the 9th. Get your Airbnb squared away. If you want to play with me that week in Atlanta, A3C Music Festival will pop off some kind of crazy. We're getting all the VIP status together, the armbands, the full access passes. One time for all the internet celebrities that, I mean, if you're anybody who's anybody, even if you're not performing or you're not, you know, you're not officially a part of A3C, you should still make a point to get down there just to absorb the energy.
Yes.
To absorb the energy. One time for Jordan Green, formerly known as Strawberry, just checked in heavy.
Okay.
But you want to be a part of that October 1st week. Wu-Tang Clan celebrating their 25th, 35th anniversary.
Yes,
and
be there.
Lil Wayne performing. I don't need to say anybody else who's performing that whole week. I just gave you Wu-Tang Clan and Lil Wayne performing
yes.
for my birthday
yes.
in Atlanta. Give me a bomb. Just drop a bomb on that.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the biggest news.
Wu-Tang,
I never
Lil Wayne.
Thought I would ever say Lil Wayne and Wu-Tang Clan.
Same breath.
Performing.
Same breath.
At the DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Week. All right. So I'm getting that Airbnb spread away.
October 3rd to the 9th?
3rd to the 9th. My birthday is officially on the 3rd.
Okay.
We're going to keep that running 6 weeks. So we'll come through good. Atlanta,
yeah.
back to Philly.
Hey.
Kentucky, Alabama, Chicago. All right, Trenton, New Jersey. I'm just calling out cities who listen.
I might take that run with you.
I need you to take the run. It's a good run. It's a good run. And you know, our access is crazy. You know, local access is good.
Exactly.
But out-of-town access is better.
Yes.
Better.
Yes, much better.
Much better. Feels
much
better.
Better. Much better.
Yeah, they pull up. They got the drinks for you, the roll-ups, the section, the microphone. With fresh door cell batteries.
Yes.
You know.
Allow you to do you. Yes. We talk about love.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And see, and the only thing with that, right, I hate when you come back and it says, welcome back to Philly. That's the only thing,
you'd be like,
man.
The love is gone.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as you step out the airport, somebody begging for some fucking change.
Yep.
You know, here we go, right back
to Philly. It's like going right back in a bad relationship.
Yep.
Man.
I did that.
I was just in Atlanta, and I'm not Philly.
I just went through that.
That's culture shock, man.
It is.
It's culture shock.
I think at a certain point in my career, because I really don't have too much holding me down here in Philly, I can continue to do the radio show because there's so much technology that will allow me to broadcast from anywhere.
Yeah.
And just to start hitting the road, all right, and have Sprint cover the bill. Because they can transfer me. They got 2 stores in Hawaii, 3 in Puerto Rico, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. Every city, every state, USA, I could get transferred to. So not miss a check and just ride across the country collecting checks. Mm. All right. Representing the brand. The brand is heavy.
Yeah.
So if you want me to represent your brand, let's get it done, man. Let's stop talking about it. All right, stop saying I'll be dreaming about shit and just say, you know what, I woke up and did some shit.
Yeah, just planted the seed. You just planted the ultimate seed just now. That's the ultimate seed right there. You just said, you know, you didn't gave the franchises where they at, Hawaii. You gave the resources. So,
big ups to my cousin Reggie. Ooh. He's stationed right in Hawaii. So if I get down there, I already got a place to stay.
Hey,
heavy.
Man, shout out to all the hard workers, man, that keeping the jobs. See, people fail to realize the easiest thing is to get a job, so you say. The hardest thing is to keep the job.
Keep it.
Eh?
Keep it.
So you heard what he just said. He just said his job will allow him to transfer, as I mean, go abroad. Mm-hmm. And he said Hawaii.
Why?
Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, I'm in Philadelphia right now, but you say, Hawaii sounds really appealing right now.
Yeah, and I talked to one of the retired Sprint workers, and he said, how long you been with the company? I said, 4 years. Just that fast. He said, you know, one more year, you're fully vested. Mm. The retirement, the pension is all set. Guess what? I got at least another year in me.
Yeah.
All right.
I know that's right.
So no matter what happens inside that Sprint King of Prussia, no matter what kind of bullshit happens, customers come in screaming at me, hurling phones at me, I'm ducking.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I'm not moving. I'm going to be here for at least another year. There's nothing you can say or do that's going to get me out of this situation, boo.
Exactly.
And there's nothing I can say that would prelude me from asking you to not want to pay attention for the next hour or two as I drop the hottest goddamn music on the streets.
And the benefits that comes with you being DJ Chuve allowed all these different monitors.
All these different.
Yeah, I mean, you got 8 different monitors.
Yo, you see it. You see it. You're not used to be. I mean, you might used to see it.
No, I mean, well.
Well, you've been on BET.
So
I can't say.
Yeah, but this capacity is up in your face. Like, you know, I had a whole stage. I am the stage. We are the stage.
Right.
Like, you know, monitors. Like, we like, it's almost like paparazzi.
And that's the main one right there. That's the Facebook stream.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the super high definition.
That's like the paparazzi, right?
That's all 5,000. Because, you know, they max you out on Facebook at 5,000 on your personal page. So then you got to create business pages and fan pages.
Yeah.
So it can go from my 5,000 to 2 million.
Wow.
6 degrees of separation real quick. All you got to do is hit that share button.
That's it.
Share the love. Share the link.
That's
all right.
It.
That's all we ask for. We ain't charge you. When you tuned into the show, did we ask for any donations?
Nothing at all.
Did we do an NPR on them?
Nothing at all.
Did we say this was our spring drive? We're looking for 100 calls.
Told you who we are, what we like.
Yeah.
When we perform. And
that's it.
Our thoughts, aspirations of going abroad, Hawaii. Sprint store. Hey, man. Come on, man.
Do what you got to do.
Upliftment, man.
Keep it alive.
How Meek says levels to the shit.
It is.
Let's go, man.
All right, so keep it locked. It is the DJ Truth Show. Special guest Home Alone taking that second chair today. Yes. You know exactly how we play.
You can be here. You can be here.
21 solid hits an hour, and it starts with number 15.
You can be
this
here.
This is song number 15.
You can be here.
Don't go nowhere.
Yes.